The other day, my sister told me a story so glorious and so inspiring that I just have to share it with you. This is a true success story about a real man who was quite the character.
Welcome to the 360 Blue Financial Strategies Show. Join us as we discuss actionable steps you can take today to gain financial freedom. Jonathan Pop, Iris Sagrado, and Glenn Steers are registered representatives offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. 360 Blue Financial Strategies and United Planners are not affiliated. The views expressed are those of the speaker as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results. Now on to the show.
This is the story of Harland. Harland was born in the Midwest in 1890, and he had a very rough childhood. His father died when Harland was 5 years old. So Harland's mother was left to take care of the family, which consisted of Harland and his three siblings. So here she is, in 1895, single mom, who has to take care of four kids. So she did what she had to do and got a job at a tomato canning factory. Problem was, it wasn't nearby. So she had to travel out of town for days at a time, leaving the kids to take care of themselves. Since Harland was the oldest, he had to learn how to cook for three other little kids. And this went on for years. When Harland was 12, his mother remarried, and Harland did not get along well with his stepfather. They rarely saw eye to eye on things. And so 1 year later, when Harland was 13, he went off on his own. He got a job working at a farm, went to school, but had a hard time with education and eventually dropped out when he was in sixth grade. And this is the story of his life. From here on out, for about 50 years, Harland never really saw any kind of stability. He went from job to job. He was in the army for a while, and after that got a job working on the railroad, but got fired from that due to insubordination. Then he became a lawyer. Now, this was at a time when you could practice law without being admitted to the bar. But he didn't last long in that field because he had a bit of a temper. Harland was in a courtroom in front of a judge, and he got into a dispute with his own client. And the dispute got so heated that he actually got into a fist fight with him, right in front of the judge. Well, this rash behavior was obviously unacceptable, and so Harland was arrested, charged with battery, and barred from practicing law. After that, he tried being an insurance salesman, but got fired from that, too. So he started a ferry business on the Ohio River, but that went bust when they built a bridge nearby. And in the 1920s, he started an acetylene lighting company, but as electricity became more widespread, his business failed. He tried to open up an airport, but that failed too. He opened a gas station, and that went bust. Then he opened another gas station, but decided to try things differently. It was at this gas station that he decided he would serve food to his customers. And this is when his dormant skill set came back to life. All those years of his childhood, when his mom was away and he had to cook for his siblings, that started to pay off. The man knew his way around a kitchen. Here he served chicken, ham, beans, and biscuits. Well, it became so popular that he decided to just ditch the gas pumps and turn it into a full-time restaurant. And he started to actually make some money. And just as the taste of success was on his lips, the village decided to move the highway junction, which was right in front of his restaurant. Now it was miles away. So all of the auto traffic, which drew in the customers, now that was moved. And the final blow came when it was announced that a new interstate highway was being built on a location that completely bypassed his restaurant. This happened in 1956. Harland had to sell the restaurant at a loss. He was now 66 years old. He had no money, and he never really succeeded at anything. He now had to live off of his meager Social Security checks. I think many people in this situation would just call it quits. They just go find some inexpensive place to live and retire from a life of failure. But that's not what Harland did. From his brief period of success when he owned the gas station turned restaurant, he realized he had something special. The main dish that people ordered when they went there was fried chicken. Harland had a unique way of cooking a piece of poultry, and he decided that this was going to be his big ticket. So at age 66, he went off and drove from restaurant to restaurant. He would often sleep in his car right in front of the restaurant so that as soon as it opened, he could get inside. He then went to the manager and told them he had a fantastic recipe for making chicken. He would try to convince the manager to let him go back into the kitchen and make some of it for the employees. And then if the employees liked it, he tried to convince the manager to let him make some of it for the guests. And the idea was to then sell it for a few days and see if it was a success. And many times it was. So he made a deal with the restaurant that he would get paid a nickel for every time they used his recipe to make chicken. He then repeated this process all over America. Harland drove in his car, pitching his idea to restaurants for 10 years. And then by the time he turned 76 years old, Harland had over 600 restaurants in America paying him for his chicken recipe. And that is the story of how Kentucky Fried Chicken came to be. Harland Sanders, otherwise known as Colonel Sanders, refused to quit, even after a lifetime of failure. The moral of the story is that you are the master of your own destiny. We all have to go through hardship, but with persistence and creativity, you can achieve your goals. And on that wonderful note, I am done. Do your best to have yourself a glorious day.
For more information, go to 360blue.com. That's THREESISTY, blue.com. Keep in mind that this show is designed to be educational only. The representatives on this podcast do not provide legal or tax advice. For individual guidance, please speak with someone who knows you and your situation.